This show is brought to you by Ballantine's. Ballantine's. Stay true.
The top-rated African festival is happening again after a long break. The Bushfire Festival is coming, and we will take you there. It's the road to Bushfire with DJ Alu and DJ Masketeer, keeping you up to date with all things Bushfire.
Welcome, welcome. You tuned into the Road to Bushfire show with me, DJ Musketeer, and DJ Alu is also in the house one more time. How are you doing, Alu?
I'm good, thanks. And you, brother? How are you doing?
Same old. Tired as per usual. Mm. And getting antsy.
Yeah.
A bit, you know, kind of putting everything together right now. But also, you know what the awesome thing is? Discovering new music.
Oh, yeah.
Along the way. So that's pretty cool.
Did you do some crate digging recently? Or?
Yeah. No, I've been downloading some crates in general. Because, you know, on Friday when I was at your place, right? At Origin.
Oh, that was stunning. You played a very good liquid drum and bass set.
Thank you very much. I mean, It was liquid at the beginning, and it kind of went into festival vibes a bit later.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just augment my collection on that regard. So again, I just downloaded a bunch of crates, so I'm just going through them one by one, and just finding great tracks. But the problem is I also get lost in just listening to it.
Yeah.
So it's like 100, 200 songs, and I'm just listening.
And that's a process no one ever really talks about. Mm-hmm. Like, the process of looking for music can take a day, two, because it's looking for music, it's mm-hmm. sorting it, and mm-hmm. If you decide to actually go into that process, it can take so much time.
Yep.
You know, it's not just, I'm going to download a few songs. I guess it works for certain people, but if I decide I'm going to look for music it'd take a whole day.
I think it works for certain genres, right? When you're kind of just looking for the newest of the new, then it's fine, right? But if you're kind of building a whole set around something, then it's just about what you like. And especially on genres that are not necessarily out there like that, then it's really just digging and listening and whatnot. And that's why it's so annoying sometimes when some people come to you and it's like, can I just give you a stick and then you put some music on?
Not even that. Can I put my phone inside? And I'm like, this is not how it works. I'm sorry, I got a bit angry there, but it happens way too often.
Yeah, you know.
Don't you have an aux cable? Can you not see what is in front of you?
Especially on a laptop, doesn't your laptop connect to the internet? No. But also, what do you want me to do with the internet now? Ne?
Yeah.
Like, to play it off of YouTube?
Yeah.
Then just go to your car and listen to your music there. That's what I usually say, but anyway.
Yeah, number one rule, a DJ is not a jukebox.
Yeah, but in this new day and age, people are forgetting that. Yeah. But let's not get hung up on lamenting about what people do. Let's keep it moving. So we're going to have DJ Alba in studio with us a little later on. Woo-hoo. Can't wait to talk to her, right? The female DJ phenom. And she's probably going to strangle me when she hears that. But we live to fight another day. Today, the aux cord is with me, though, right? So the song that gets us into this is going to be Eric Sermon, Just Like Music. I love that song. It just kind of describes my love for music and hip-hop in general. So here we go. Eric Sermon with Just Like Music.
DJ Musketeer and I are extremely excited to be part of this year's Bushfire Festival lineup. We, however, want to share this experience with someone special.
That's what's up. That means you.
Well, if you're a DJ...
You heard right. We aren't looking for someone to tag along. We want you to share the stage with us.
No pressure. So what you have to do is send in a 50-minute mix to musketeer@freshfm.com.na.
There are no limits to genres or creativity. Stay true to who you are and you might be the one.
Include your name, your social tags, as well as a short bio of yourself, and you could be on a plane to Eswatini with us.
For more info, also check our socials. For me, that's DJ_Musketeer on Insta.
And for me, that's DJ Alu Music on Insta. Musketeer, we can't forget one thing though.
Thank you, Ballantines.
It's the road to Bushfire, the road to two stages, five zones, and one experience. Proudly sponsored by Ballantine.
There is no right way to party.
Just like music.
Uh-huh.
To relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries, peace to keep merry,
just like music,
to keep me flowing, to keep me
going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there is not my concern. You wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
My woman got me in the air singing sweet nothings. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting, like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language, it be the light. So open up, this is it, what the fuck?
Just like music.
One fly tune that have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly or night. It's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Music. Music. Music.
Music.
Music.
Music.
Music.
Eric Sermon with Music. Again, as I said, one of those songs that really, it touches my soul a bit much. Well, you tuned into the Road to Bushfire show with me, DJ Musketeer, DJ Alu, and DJ Alba's also in the house. How are you doing, Alba?
I'm doing absolutely amazing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Okay, that's good to hear. Aren't you tired? Honestly.
No. Not really. I'm not. I've got enough time to rest in between gigs, so I'm
serious.
But it's not only gigs, it's like you're doing the most, which is so inspiring, but like for someone who's constantly tired, you're like, that looks tiring. So your time management skills must be amazing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm actually not doing enough, because I feel like I'm a lazy person.
What?
I honestly feel like I'm lazy. It's like I make sure that I finish everything before 12 o'clock. Like especially with my orders with the House of Nalo and stuff.
Okay.
And anything I need to do, I need to finish it by 12. And then 1 o'clock, I can relax.
And then, okay. So basically, let's start from the top, right?
Okay.
So what you do is, man, you DJ,
yes,
first of all,
yes,
right? But you don't DJ the same anymore. You have like a whole routines with it now.
Yes.
Okay. Shout out to you. That
thank
seems...
You. Thank you so much.
How does
seems
that...
Seems nerve-wracking, but...
okay, we need to get...
It is.
We need to get into... Wait, first of all, how did you come up with that concept now?
Because I think... For those who know me, like who know my journey, I've started DJing since 2011. And
yeah,
2011. Uh-huh. So the first 5 years, I've just been DJing, like strictly focusing on my mixing skills and whatnot. And then I'm like, yo, the times are evolving. It's the same people that were in the clubs when I started are not the same people that are in the clubs right now. So I kind of need to change up my style a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't want to stay at the same... I don't know. It's just something that's telling me that I need to kind of evolve and step up, trying to do something different. Because for me, initially... I wanted to sing. I wanted to rap. I wanted, honestly, I wanted to be a rapper. I wanted to dance.
Drop dancing for me. Wait, sorry. You just hit us with surprises. Singing,
guys,
rapping.
I was honestly, the people that inspired me before I even started DJing were Snazzy. I don't know if you guys remember Snazzy. Guys, I know Snazzy's songs from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ciara. Ciara had this style of crunk and singing.
Yeah.
Which, and I loved both, singing and dancing and rapping. So her style is more like, I don't know, it's like a fusion of singing and dancing. So I was like, ooh, Ciara is like inspiring me. Okay, Chris Brown, the dancing, Michael Jackson and whatnot. So I don't know, DJing for me just... It happened by chance.
I kind of still remember the first, like, you know, when you started DJing, right? You were kind of like a little... Let's call it a little mouse.
Yes.
Yeah, you're like kind of like...
I won't lie to you. Like, I was so shy. Like,
My
shyness kept me from actually starting with singing in the first place. Because I felt like DJing was, for me, a safe haven for me. I thought I would be in a corner playing music. Because I felt like that was the closest thing I could get to expressing myself through music. So I thought the decks will just be there. I'll be in the corner and nobody will pay attention to me. They'll just be listening to the music. That's the plan. I didn't want to be like in the front because I have major social anxiety. I'm super shy. But then over the time, I think like over the years, I think I grew comfortable on stage. Somehow I got comfortable with the people and just... Then I'm like, no, I don't want to be behind the decks just playing music as if people are just listening to radio or something like that. I want to interact with the people. So gradually I started going in front, taking the mic and talking to the people in the front, the people that actually came to watch a show and just talk to them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how I ended up
with everything else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, that's how I transitioned from just being a DJ to a whole like entertainer.
Okay. Because the thing is, it seemed to me like it was like a moment of effort. I'm doing this, right? Usually you kind of see the gradual movement towards, right?
Yeah.
But with you, it was like over like a couple of months that you kind of saw like from one gig to the next, you were like, wow, okay, all of a sudden we're doing this.
I think COVID for me.
Ah, okay.
For me, COVID. I think my first, the first time I went on stage like that was the year COVID hit. It was December. I think, when did COVID hit? Was it 2020 or 2019?
2020.
Was it 2020 or was it 2019?
No.
End of
February 2020. Me, I was on a beach on the Seychelles in 2019 in December.
But either way, I think 2019, for me, it was 2019, like in December, my first event. So I played before Vigra Deep. I'm like, no, I want to do something very, very different from what I normally do. Like, I was even scared to touch the mic and whatnot. But this time I'm like, nah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do what I always wanted to do as a kid, but I didn't have the guts to do it.
Uh-huh.
I tried. It was great.
Okay.
But I was scared out of my pants. I was so scared. But people reacted. Luckily, it was like a full house. So it was easier. Imagine if it was a smaller crowd. It would have been difficult. So then I'm like, yo. After that first one, I'm like, yo, that actually felt nice. It was like an adrenaline rush. Then COVID hit. There was no gigs and whatnot. It was the gigs were really scarce and whatnot. So you get a gig once a month and whatnot for 3 months. How long were we in lockdown, guys?
Man, it felt like ages. It's like
It felt like 3-4 months.
And then, guys, for those 3 months, I'm reading books. How do you overcome stage fright? How do you overcome what? How do you become more confident? Okay. And I read a lot.
So you use the time really productively in terms of self-improvement.
I read.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, like, guys, COVID for me people think it's a disadvantage for them, but for me, it was, it gave me time to reflect on why I do certain things the way I do and why am I shy?
Yeah.
Why I can do this, guys. This is what I want to do. Like in the back of my mind, this is what I want to do, but I'm too scared to actually do it. But why?
You know what? Let's hear one of your songs, though. Which song are we listening to first album?
Let's start with Mali. Mali is my favorite.
Okay, why?
Mali is, okay, vocally, I'm on the. So. From finish to end. Okay, featuring DJ Shoza. I forced Shoza to add a few, like, chants at the end.
Ad-libs.
So,
ad-libs.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Not really ad-libs, but it's chants and ad-libs all together.
Okay.
Both. So, yeah, that's my favorite. And the beat is just, it's dope. Yeah. This guy, his name is Mellow Files. He's from Sokop. He used to be a DJ those years, but then now he got a full-time job, so he can't really do a lot of production anymore. So he was like, Alba, I have a beat for you. Check it out, listen to it. And I'm like, yo, I love it. Let's just change this a bit, and then we are good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, then
okay.
You gotta
smash it, Mali.
Yeah,
right?
So Mali, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Right. Go dance. Dance how they danced. Dance how you dance. Fast, slow, like no one's watching. Or don't dance. There's no wrong way. Ballantines, stay true. You and two friends stand a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime true music experience to one of Africa's hottest music festivals, MTN Bushfire in Eswatini. Buy a bottle of Ballantines and visit ballantines.com/bushfire to enter. T's and C's apply. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
A road traveled is more fun with friends, and this stands true
with the Road to Bushfire show.
We are traveling to Eswatini with you. To join us,
go to ballantinesbushfire.com.
Bushfire is proudly sponsored by Ballantines. Stay true and excellence will always be by your side.
Money.
we are back. What a song, Alba. What a song. That's all the way you on that song, is it?
Yep.
Okay, wow. That's me. How much autotune was used?
I don't think that... What? There isn't a lot of autotune on there. Guys, I think I'm even went off tone a bit, but Shoza fixed that a bit, so yeah.
Just light touches there.
Yeah, light touches.
Well done. Well done. Yeah, we're back here on the Road to Bushfire show, and Alba, we're getting into some in-depth questions with you right now. Just kind of find out who you are. So first of all, what's your favorite and least favorite thing about being an entertainer?
My favorite thing is basically being able to connect with people on a music level. I don't literally have to say anything, but people will kind of connect with you just from the song that you play. Or I could stand on stage and just look at the crowd and they'll just be there.
Yeah,
and really then, feeling that moment, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
The least favorite is the social media aspect of it. I don't know. Oh my God. Social media is
Wait. How is that your least favorite thing?
It is. For me.
I can understand.
No, I understand.
Okay, but I love Instagram. People on Instagram are actually very open and they are very supportive. But Twitter is a bit different. It's like, but I dread the day I get dragged on Twitter. Like, I fear that day because I've seen so many artists being dragged on there and I feel so bad because I know how they're feeling at that specific moment. I am so scared of the day I get dragged or say something that's rubbing somebody.
Listen, I think to be honest with you, if somebody finds something to drag you with, I mean, this would have to be like deep dark secret. Just keep those ones locked up. But otherwise, I think you have a pretty.
As they say, you're doing fine, honey.
You're doing fine.
But you never know. It's like even the smallest things you say, and people will find a way to turn it, like really twist it into something that's
people
dark.
People can take anything out of context. These days.
The females in DJing. Your view on it.
Yeah.
What is your view on it as we stand today in Namibia?
It's a difficult one, eh?
Okay. Why?
I don't know. It's a really difficult one. Because at this point, we're getting an influx of female DJs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like most of them are there for longevity. They are there for the hype.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just because it's trending right now. They see a lot of female DJs and whatnot. But... there is more that goes, that's a lot that goes into DJing. Not just, the moment you start looking at DJing as just you as being a female DJ, it's going to limit you.
Yeah.
Just look at yourself as a DJ in general. Yeah. Then you are able to do whatever it is that anybody else can do, regardless of their gender. Mm-hmm. So,
I feel like, but the thing is, like, that's kind of the thing, right? It's like, I feel like you were one of the first, like, really to really do it in that way, right? So it's like you broke down so many doors, actually, right? To kind of take that spot and say, like, okay, I am a DJ, not a female. Don't limit me to that, right?
Yeah.
And it's the thing, one thing that I noticed is, you never really complained, right? To say like, it's unfair and the game and it's always like, whatever. Because by that time when it became a trend, you were like kind of already up there, right? You were one of the ones that, one of the names, right?
I honestly started way, at a time where I didn't know of any female DJ.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Zintle and DJ Sindo, I thought they were male.
Same.
I saw videos. Until I saw the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, I only got to see what DJing was after I got my first laptop. Mm-hmm. So after that first laptop is where I started seeing who is who, who's DJ Cleo, who's DJ Clock, who's DJ Kent, DJ Zintle and Cleo
But that's kind of the point. Anybody
can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of the point because it's like even those ones like Sindo, like I saw the first few mixes of hers.
Yeah.
It was like the house era in 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
That's when I saw the first few mixes from hers.
Yeah.
I didn't know who it was. It was like, that's fire. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like kind of, it's never like that thing of like, it's kind of tough or I'm a female or whatnot, like kind of hiding behind that. So that's why I say it would be very interesting to get your perspective on it as someone who's broken down those doors and did it as, I'm on the same playing field, ne? You don't know, no, not just because they're here.
Yes.
Right?
Because I had somebody...
yeah?
Somebody was like, no, female DJs in Namibia, they
oh, I know.
They don't wear... They don't dress like South African DJs. You guys don't wear heels. You guys don't wear what? You don't... Wow. Apparently, I dress like a boy. So I'm like, oof. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it also throws it down like a boy. What's
yo,
up?
No. It shouldn't be about what we are dressing. It's about what we are delivering. Because for me, I'm there for comfortability. I'm there to give people what they want to hear or to educate them on new songs or whatever. Feeling comfortable on stage. I can't be there heels.
I'm triggered.
I don't normally wear heels at my events or wear.
Why would you?
Yeah, I won't. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
It's uncomfortable.
But I mean, I've seen some DJs where their headliners dressed like rubbish. There's nobody who says like, don't you want to put on a suit?
We are literally allowed to wear whatever we feel like wearing, but. Uh-huh. Deliverance is the most important.
Yeah, so, delivering on the product.
Yeah.
Now, what's the second single's name? In
Medusa.
ABBA? Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about yourself there?
No, I'm talking about the song, the beat.
The beat.
Also, maybe.
Yeah.
Because like, you know how I came up with the beat. I went to Shoza for just for him to check the mixing and the whole arrangement of the song after I finished recording. Then I'm like, because this beat starts off mellow, right? Mm-hmm. And then it just hits and then it goes really heavy. I'm a piano,
rock
drums and whatnot. So I'm like, and then it reminded me of Medusa's story. Medusa was an innocent girl and whatnot, and then she just turned into this.
What she is then at the
end.
And
what people perceive her to be, but we don't know the backstory. A lot of people don't know the backstory.
Yeah, so
I'm like Medusa. Yeah. So, because when you're listening to the song, you're like, oh, it's a mellow song. Yeah. And then it hits you out of nowhere. Because I remember my assistant also listened to it. She was like, no, he was like, sorry, it was Pandu.
I got many. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I thought the song was gonna be a mellow song where you're gonna be singing and whatnot, but then it just hits.
Okay.
Yo, so it's a very
wait for that
intricate song, but it's a beautiful song. I love it. It was produced by Focus.
Okay, Focus.
He's an upcoming producer. So,
okay.
And he's doing really great.
Okay, so let's hear that. I can't wait to hear what you got.
Yeah.
But first of all, Alba, thank you so much for joining us in studio. It was a great conversation. Wow. So much covered. And it's like, you know, it's like these moments where it's almost like catch up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like over the years. It's just like talking, it's like, hey, how have you been? So again, I clap for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Woo! Alu.
Why can't I be excited for people?
Guys, Alu is my biggest cheerleader, guys.
No,
I appreciate
that's what you
him
need,
so much.
Man. You need people who just want to see you win. And because
thank
it's
you.
Like, especially when you've literally seen it your whole career, it's like there's this person who's just grinding, who's pushing. And it's inspirational. You know, that's the thing. It's like, it's so much. I feel like means so much more when it's someone who's like from home and close to your vicinity than someone from far away in the world. So
thank you.
Let's hear the song.
The Road to Bushfire with DJ Alu and DJ Masketeer. Join them in celebrating true creativity.
Proudly brought to you by Ballantine's.
And we're back here on the Road to Bushfire Show. That song knock. That's the thing I can say about it. Like, it knock. Yeah. This song, doesn't it, right?
Yeah.
That was Medusa by DJ Alba featuring Shoza. Right? But now it's time, right? The things are heating up there by the mixing competition. So a couple of DJs have sent through their mixes. So today we are going to highlight one by one of our brethren as well. DJ Cranky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a mix, man.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, yeah, I listened to it and the technique and everything. He played with some genres I've never actually heard him play before.
Serious?
With the Afro tech and stuff like that. I thoroughly enjoyed it. What a journey.
But what we can expect from a Cranky mix is that it's going to be hella clean, isn't it?
Yeah. Flawless technique as always. Oof. And he's one of those who will take a day, two, even three to make his mixes and tweak them properly and everything like that. So it's a cheat.
Wow. Okay. Now I can't wait to hear this. This is DJ Cranky's mix.
The top-rated festival in Africa is back. The Bushfire Festival in Eswatini is happening on the 27th of May.
You can join the epic experience.
Keep listening to find out how.
from you. I'll never forget her, whatever may happen to me ever. In pain and in pleasure, my heart will still be tethered forever together. And I still remember, remember, remember. I still remember. I'm still on the move.
Wow, what a mix by Cranky. Eyo, as I said, clean, flawless technique, right?
I tell you, man, such a pleasure to listen to.
Again, for me, it's a discovery, right? Like, kind of getting into someone, a DJ's mind, and realizing why he picked certain songs.
Yeah, definitely. And wow. Even how he found them. That's always something, you know, when you hear a certain song, you're like, how did you find this? What process were you on looking for this kind of song?
I know, which rock did you find that? But you also kind of get into someone's character somehow, I feel sometimes, right? Yeah. When you understand the mix and understand a bit of the history and then it kind of reflected in the mix. Yeah. I absolutely love it. So don't forget, the competition is still open. We're still running for one whole week. So don't miss out. Send through your mixes. On the line is a trip to Eswatini with me, DJ Musketeer, and DJ Alu as well. We had some great fun again today in studio, didn't we?
Yeah, today was amazing. Yeah. Inspirational, man.
Yep.
Yeah, Alva. Yeah. When they say dynamite comes in small packages.
Eyo. Eyo.
That lady is the definition of it.
Yeah, no, them's. Yeah. Eyo. Yeah, no, that's the definition of it. Again, I don't know where there's, I don't know where those little gnomes take their,
yeah, exactly,
their energy from. Yes, I said it.
Yeah, I keep telling her every time I see her, I keep forgetting how short you are. Like, have you lost height? You know, I'm like, I hope she doesn't kill me for this.
Ah, you're dead. Yeah, that's it from us. Deuces.
And that was the Road to Bushfire show with DJ Alu and DJ Musketeer, the lead up to the greatest festival in Africa. We can't wait to party with you. This show was brought to you by Ballantines. Ballantines, stay true.